From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Alrighty, Phoenix, Pride Month is officially here, and there's something different about the energy this time of year. The bars get louder, the hugs get tighter, the dance floors get sweatier, and suddenly everyone remembers they own at least one mesh tank top. But underneath all that glitter and the party lights, Pride is still about community. It's about people who create spaces where we can be loud, weird, joyful, emotional, sexy, vulnerable, and fully ourselves. And that's exactly what today's episode is all about. This week on the Gay PHX Podcast, we're kicking off Pride Month with one of the Valley's most recognizable DJs, community personalities, and creator of one of the biggest body positive weekends around, DJ Danny G, as we dive into Tidal Wave 18 Space. We talk about queer nightlife, building welcoming spaces, and what makes Tidal Wave so special and why events like this matter more now than ever. Plus, Stop That Train, starring RuPaul, Ginger Minj, Jubilee, Brooklyn Lynn Heights, Simone, Latrice Royale, Monet Exchange, and more, and Gay PHX is going to have a group of us get together joining Barbara Seville, who's hosting a special screening event. So if you want to laugh, scream, quote lines from a theater full of gays, and experience the chaos the way it was meant to be experienced, grab your tickets now at gayphx.com/Barbara. And these are the final days to support Danae Pride through our collaboration with Gabagool. Whether you grab a sticker or simply donate directly, every dollar helps support community, visibility, and celebration. Details now at yadaddy.com/Gaba, G-A-B-A. We've also got new interviews, community spotlights, Pride Month coverage, and more surprises headed your way all month long right here on GPHX. But first, let's hand things over to Brian for this week's Hot 3.
You're listening to Gay PHX, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 Phoenix, cancel the Maybe I'll Stay Home Tonight text right now, because this week, the goths are gathering, the dark queens are sharpening their aim, and somewhere in central Phoenix, a karaoke microphone is already being emotionally abused by somebody three vodka sodas deep. We're talking dark wave dance floors, competitive Thursday night chaos, and enough dramatic singing to power the entire valley through Pride Month. Yes, we are in Pride Month as of June 1st. This is Brian's Hot 3, your Desert Den Daddy approved guide to where you need to be, who you need to flirt with, and which bad decisions are absolutely worth making this week. And trust me, this is not the week to behave. Let's do it. Hot pick number 1, Agonia, Goth Night at Thunderbird Lounge, Wednesday, June 3rd at 9 p.m. Put on the eyeliner, tighten the boots, emotionally prepare yourself. Agonia is back at Thunderbird Lounge, bringing goth, industrial, darkwave, and post-punk beats straight to the creatures of the night. DJs Deathbite and Katana Sunrise are spinning everything from goth Espanol to full-on Sith-heavy dance floor sadness. And honestly, we love emotionally unavailable dance music. And with $2 Miller Lite drafts and $2 shots, this is exactly how I'm only staying for one drink turns into a dramatically dancing under red lights at midnight while flirting with somebody named Raven. Hot goth summer starts now. Hot pick number 2, Thursday dart tournament at the Oz Bar, Thursday, June 4th at 7 p.m. Thursday night at Oz belongs to the dart gays, competitive besties and chaotic little friend groups who somehow turn throwing tiny sharp objects into a personality trait. Hosted by Peter Lombard, this weekly tournament welcomes everybody. From serious dart daddies calculating angles like NASA engineers to that one drunk wild card who somehow nails a bullseye while flirting with the bartender. The buy-in only is $5, the bar matches the pot, and the trash talk is absolutely free. Come for the darts, stay for the tension, and yes, somebody will yell, "That counted," at least once. Hot pick number 3, trivia and karaoke night at Cobalt Bar. Sunday, June 7th, trivia at 7 p.m., karaoke at 9. Ah yes, one of the queers' nightlife's greatest traditions. Smart gays followed immediately by loud gays. Trivia kicks off at 7 p.m. with teams battling random facts, overconfidence, and at least one teammate who absolutely insists they know this one, right before they are being completely wrong. Then at 9 p.m., the microphones come out, and all dignity leaves the building. Karaoke at Cobalt is where shy people become superstars, strangers become backup dancers, and somebody absolutely attempts Whitney Houston after two tequila sodas and a dream. It's chaotic, it's beautiful, and it is exactly what Sundays are for. Stay hydrated, stay fabulous, and if someone hands you the mic, commit fully to the bit. Phoenix and Nightlife is alive and thriving this week, the first week of Pride Month. The goths are dancing, the dartboards are waiting, and somebody at karaoke is about to turn a power ballad into a full community experience. So go make your memories, go make bad decisions responsibly, and maybe go out with somebody cute under the patio lights while a remix nobody asked for plays in the background. Until next time, coming to you from the shadows of the radio towers, I'm Brian, your desert den daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to gayphx.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.
This is what community sounds like.
This is Amanda Renfrew, enrolled agent with The Tax Person, with your tax year countdown. If you are supporting a child, biological, adopted, donor conceived, or part of your blended or chosen family, your credits may change when they turn 17. Review your withholding now to avoid an April surprise. Get support with a free 15-minute consult at thetaxperson.com or look for me as The Tax Person on socials.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Today on Gay PHX, you're stepping into something bigger than a party. This is where music, movement, and community collide, where thousands come together to let go, connect, and lose themselves in the moment. Every year it grows, every year it evolves, and this year it goes cosmic. We're talking space, bigger production, elevated energy, and an experience designed to take you completely out of orbit. So what does it take to build something like this and keep people coming back for more? Let's welcome to the Rainbow Tinted Microphone, Danny G with Tidal Wave 18 Space. Howdy, Danny.
Well, thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
Of course. So someone first walking in and hearing it for the first time, what is Tidal Wave? Let's start with that.
So Tidal Wave is a body positive event. This is our 18th year. In production, we started out in Orlando and we migrated it to Las Vegas for a year. And then we decided we're going to make Palm Springs its home base. And this year's theme is called Space, from the wood to the stars.
And why space this year? What inspired the direction?
So last year's theme was called Camp Morningwood. And we decided that the reason we wanted space is because this whole world is big enough for everybody. And we want to make sure that this event includes everybody. So we decided we were going to call it Space. We have a whole theme going on, from intergalactic dances to karaoke to everything. So we're really excited. We try to do a theme every year. And so this year is Space.
And when you say space, what does that look like for attendees? What can people expect visually?
So they will see that they're going to be transformed. The whole inside of the Hilton Palm Springs, which is our home base and our host hotel, will have everything from planets all over to, I don't want to give it all away, but you'll be able to see when you actually get on an elevator what it looks like. Oh. We'll have Command Central. We have DJs that will take you on board and guide you throughout everything. So it's exciting. We're super, super excited to launch this there this year.
And Tidal Wave is known for more than just music. What does it go to creating a space that's so accepting for everybody?
So when we first decided to do Tidal Wave, we used to say it was a bear run for bears, cubs, chubs, etc. And when we opened up and decided to say, hey, you know what? There's everybody here, whether you're trans, whether you're into drag, whether you're a pup, whether you're a heavy set man or a little guy. So we get guys that are from 100 pounds all the way up, and it's their weekend to shine. And we make sure that everybody feels included. And that's my goal. That's my goal. There's no bullying. There's no any type of derogatory remarks, anything like that. And if we ever hear that, we tell people and we make sure that they find a waiver that if that happens, we're going to ask them to leave with no refunds.
And how do you keep a space like this as it continues to grow? How do you keep it safe?
We have a whole list of volunteers, and I'm like the Papa Bear that runs around and makes sure that everybody is having a good time. And they know that they can come and tell me. We let them know that this is your event. It's not Danny and David's event. It's not Tidal Wave. It's your event. And the only way that we're going to make sure that it grows and that it stays safe for everybody is that anybody can come and talk to us. And if there's a he and she or he and he, and they said this and they said that, then we go and talk to them. We believe that everybody should have a safe place to go to.
What's been amazing is watching this over the last 3 years that we've been a part of it, just how much it grows and how many people come. How do you get it to keep that sense of community and not turn into just a festival?
And so if you think about it, you can open up any social media and say, oh, there's a bear run that's going on, or
right,
there's this that's going on, or there's this that's going on, right? We try to invent things for people to feel good about themselves. We want to make sure that if you want to wear a pair of Speedos, we encourage it. We want to make sure that entertainment-wise, we do a survey, and we utilize that survey because, like I said, it's their event. It's not ours. It's theirs. They're paying money. And granted, sometimes we can't give away the farm because we have to reinvent things, right? But we decided that for their dollar value, and working with the hotel isn't raising their prices from last year because they felt that they had a winning ticket with us, and not for any other reason, because they do Coachella and they do the sure. white parties. They found that having us there last year for the first time was so wonderful that they didn't have to worry, that they felt the love from everybody. And that's what we try to convey. So we have things when people say, hey, do you ever think that we could do a pup thing? Absolutely. We have the space. We buy the whole hotel out. Can we do bare naked yoga? Absolutely. It's your space. We buy it out. They ask sometimes, you have a playroom? And we say, no, that's not what this event is about. This event is for camaraderie. This event is for body positiveness. This event is for coming together, dancing, eating, going to support the local community and the bars, because we're within walking distance of arenas. We want to make sure, like I said, for me, I get a little bit sappy, if you will. I do, because it's something that we've built, and we want to make sure that we continue growing and utilizing the feedback. And like I said, sometimes it's hard because we're never going to do a playroom, but there's enough space within Palm Springs that if people want to go play, they can.
I was going to say, that's the best part about it landing in Palm Springs for us, is that you got the sense of community, but it wasn't about playing. But if you wanted to, it was there available within walking distance.
Correct.
Now,
absolutely.
And we also loved how the events also spilled out into the bars, how people were encouraged to go out and not just stay isolated. We love this event because it's one of our favorite ones, because it's the ones that we have made connections with people that we see year after year. We still talk to some people from the first time we came out. It's amazing.
And there's a lot of people that have met one another that have gotten married because of it. And not because of Tidal Wave, right? It's because they found it. That it wasn't, a type of event where people wouldn't talk to them, right? Or they couldn't smile, or they couldn't feel wanted. In fact, I really feel, and this is something that I'm really proud about, our security agents that we hire, they're all straight. And they all have had nothing but the best time. In fact, the minute that we closed up last year, they sent a thank you letter and they said, please keep us in mind because your whole event made everybody feel wanted, including us.
It is the easiest event for me to go around and get selfies. I go around and get selfies with people. And sometimes I'm at some of these parties and I get looks. Never at Tidal Wave. Everyone has always loved to jump into a selfie with me. I don't know how you do it. I really don't. Because like I said, I've been to several pool parties. But you have been able to create something magical that has a sense of community more than any other. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And we try to even bring that to Phoenix. Or if I go to DJ somewhere else, or help promote a party over there in San Diego or Orlando or up in Portland or Seattle, I try to bring that sense as well. Because like I said, for me, I always tell people, I can turn on the TV and see ugly, especially over the last couple of years, right?
Months,
and we're all
hours.
Feeling it, right?
Yes.
We're all feeling it. So we don't have to be ugly to each other. I always say it doesn't take anything to say please or thank you. And it doesn't take any amount of money to smile.
Agreed.
And I believe in that. I do. It's something that when we started this way back when, we had a total of 300 people. And it's grown. Last year, we had 1,201 people. And it was because somebody got into office and they were terrified to travel in the United States. And it's still a little bit that way. But at the end of the day, after they realize what it is, and after they realize that they can be themselves in this environment, we're fortunate that they keep coming back.
What's one detail that most people probably don't notice, but you obsess about every year?
I would say the fact that we can add more things. We don't want to make it so structured, right?
Right.
We don't want to have to say, if you think about a cruise ship, there's a lot of things that you can do on a cruise ship. I was terrified being a Latin Pacific Islander guy that I don't need to lay out and get a tan on a cruise ship. I'm going to be bored, right? And there's enough things within Tidal Wave, within the compound of the Hilton Palm Springs, that they, whether they want to go and get a massage or whether they want to go and just be in the pool, whether they want to go and dance the night away, whether they want to go and do karaoke, if they want to learn about what the whole pup thing is, they're going to be able to. We have a body positive man that's coming to talk about what it's like to be singles, what it's like to be in a relationship for those people that maybe have a body issue or anything like that. We try to make it so it is inclusive for everybody to do something, or they don't have to do anything, or they can just run over to arenas and drink and have a good time and meet people, or maybe even take an excursion over to CTBC or up on the tram. There's a lot of things that we want to have for that. So I think if you think about what it is that we can do, because a lot of people don't want to be in the sun all day long, but they want to do something else. And that's why we try to, I think that's the part that I don't obsess about, but I want to make sure that everybody understands exactly that they don't have to be in the pool all day. There's other things that they could do.
Well, that's one of the things that we love, is there is always so much going on. And it's so funny because I never realized it until you just said it. Like a cruise ship, there's always something going on. There's always something for you to do, whether you want to do it or not. It's your option. There's things, so that way you can never say, oh, I was bored. That's on you.
And that's just it. We can't do pottery, right? You know?
Right.
But we can do other things. And for me, I just love the fact that when I say, is there anything you need, or I get to play Mr. Rourke in Fantasy Island sometimes, right? And for those that don't know, it was a TV show way back when.
Right. But, that's right. The reboot failed, so we have to explain it.
Right. And people laugh because they're like, could we do something or could we do this, or could we do that? And absolutely, if it fits into the program, we can definitely do something like that. And that's how we got Noah, the date coach, to come in and do seminars. And we got the pop guys to come in because they were saying, it's a big world out here, right? That
right.
whole space.
Right.
And we want to make sure that we're seen as well. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you can bring that enlightenment to the world, why not? And it may not be for everybody, but for those people that have wanted to delve into that, now they have a safe space that they can delve into.
Now, you'd say that you do surveys every year. What kind of feedback from attendees has stuck with you the most?
This past year, and I'm just being honest, this past year was like, the drinks were really expensive. That's the first thing that we attacked. First thing that we attacked with the Hilton. And I said, absolutely not. This is where it needs to be. And I said, we don't need to compete with arenas, but we need to be in line with arenas because we want them to have a good time. So that was one of the things, right? The other thing was, can we add a little thing to do during the day because it's hot, but not everybody wants to be out by the pool. Mm-hmm. So we added a couple of, you'll see these, they're floating tent kind of things. So there's more shade within the pool, right? Mm. They wanted to see the DJ. So we're moving the DJs. They love the fact that if they wanted to, they could wear a jock strap or a G-string around the pool. And that was one of the things that they wanted. Unfortunately, California law doesn't allow containers in. They have to go in empty and they have to purchase whatever it is there, right? Or they have to have something sealed. And that's not my law. It's not Tidal Wave's law. It's California's law.
Right. So it's not even a Hilton or the hotel. It's the state's law.
Right. And some people gripe about it. But once again, it's also not Las Vegas where we can get away with murder, right? But it's at a cost at Las Vegas. So
right.
That's why we're going to work on doing things all at the Hilton and keep it as our home base.
How far in advance do you have to actually start planning for something like this?
The day after Tidal Wave.
That's when you start working on picking the new theme, or do you already have the next theme and you're just percolating?
So we used to announce it, but this coming year, and I'll tell everybody, this coming year, we're going to have a contest. And that contest is going to be twofold. One is the theme and one is the poster that will go with it. And so we will announce next year's contest during this year's Tidal Wave, and we will have it set up. So once we get that, we'll have it. So it'll be, since it's June, we'll probably have it by the September timeframe, and we'll announce the winner. And that winner will get a all expense paid into Tidal Wave for two people.
Wow.
Including the hotel.
Wow. That's a big deal. Wow. That's awesome. I'm like befuddled with that. Is there a dream concept or theme that you haven't done yet, but really want to?
So we've done a lot.
18, right? 18 different ones.
Each one of them was different. So when we did our seventh year, it was the Lucky Sevens, right? And then, so we had a whole gambling thing going on. And then when we did Tidal Wave 12, we added an extra day, right? So that the party just got longer and it was a ruler. That was the theme. So there's been several different themes that we've had throughout. We just had Camp Morningwood, which was a camping theme because it was at the Margaritaville, which had an outdoorsy flavor. And then this year's space. So we'll definitely take, and there'll be a Dropbox. There'll be a Dropbox for people to let us know what they would like to see in the theme for next year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So why do events like Tidal Wave matter so much for the LGBTQ+ community right now?
Like I said, we can turn on the news, and this is just me. I try not to look at the news. I would get up every morning and turn it on and look at it, and I would actually cruise the other bad news channel to see what they were saying, right? But it's just gotten to the point that I really feel that it's just a sad state of affairs. And because of that reason, we definitely need to come together even more. And we need to share that love and that sense of being and that we matter. And even if it's for a weekend, I want everybody to matter. And that's my goal. Whether I'm here in Phoenix, whether I'm traveling, I really feel that we don't have to be ugly. There's just enough ugliness in the world. And like I said, we can turn on the TV and see it. And for me, if we can have one weekend that's magical, then that to me is like a win-win. Just is. I get really choked up when I hear people say, it was so much fun. And not because we drank a lot and not because we danced a lot, but because, like you said, I meet a lot of people and I can share my feelings. I can share what I'm going through. I can hear what they're going through. And we can come together as one and do something fun without having to worry about, oh God, do I need to turn on CNN or do I need to turn on Fox or do I need to look at the paper? No, we can be magical for one weekend and then have to go back to the grind of what are we going to do now?
After.
Yeah.
So for someone on the fence right now, why do they need to come experience Tidal Wave this year?
And like I said, I think it's because everything that is happening.
Yeah.
We had some of the, we had 21 countries come. Last year we had 6. This year we have 8 so far. And I don't want to ever put this in the context of Stonewall, but each individual Bear Run, each individual White Party, each individual Coachella, the whole bit, all need to stand up and say, you know what? We are not going to take it. We're going to show them that there's safety in numbers. We're going to show them that no matter what, we can still prevail. We can still show that we can have a good time. And whether it's at Tidal Wave or whether it's at a bear dance or a White Party or anything, we need to be able to say, you know what? We're proud of who we are. We contribute to the whole country. We contribute to the whole world just as much as anybody else. And that for me is the most important thing. Whether, like I said, whether they come to Tidal Wave, whether they go somewhere else, I want them to feel that sense of pride and that sense of camaraderie that no matter what, we matter.
Here, we love that. Love wins. So how can people get tickets and stay updated?
It is at tidalwaveparty.com. We are launching a big campaign on social media this coming Thursday, so you'll see all sorts of ads going on. It is from June 18th through the 21st. And the reason why people were like, why are you doing it in June in Palm Springs? And we've always done it in June. Typically, like I said, we did it for so many years in Orlando. So we don't have to worry about a hurricane or a tropical storm. We don't have to worry about Florida legislature. We don't have to worry about stepping on anybody's pride event. So we typically find out exactly when other pride events are going on, so we're not in that same mix. And even though it's hot, we're doing it prior to anything going on with Juneteenth. So people only have to take one day off if they don't have that federal holiday already. So they can come in on a Thursday evening because we start at 12 noon and we end on Sunday. So those people that still want to go and leave and get back to work, they can. They still want to go celebrate Father's Day, or they can stay around with all the daddies and celebrate with them. So that's why we do it that weekend.
Excellent. Danny, thank you so very much for joining us today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
My pleasure. And once again, if there's anything or any questions, they can always, my phone number's in there. We answer all the emails, and we want to make sure that everybody has a wonderful and meaningful time.
And I can attest to that, because no matter how busy you were getting, no matter how much stress was being put on you, you still had a smile on your face. You were still able to take the time to stop, answer a question for us, and then help us on our way. I didn't realize the craziness until later, and I can't thank you enough. It proved to me that you walk the walk, you talk the talk. I can't thank you enough for being who you are, too.
And I can't tell you that what you guys have done for the community, it's incredible. Oh. So I want to say thank you as well.
Oh, thank you. All right. Awesome.
You got it. All right. Thank you, guys. Be safe. Be loving. And here's a big hug. I can't wait to see you.
Another reason we love this community.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about
anal pap exams. Let's talk anal cancer. Early detection saves lives. Anal pap smears are a simple screening tool that can find abnormal cells before they become cancer. Gay men and trans women are at a higher risk for anal cancer, especially people living with HIV. HIV can make it harder for the body to clear HPV, the virus that causes most anal cancers, which means regular screening is even that much more important for many of us. An anal pap smear is quick, usually painless, especially if you relax, and can be life-saving. Talk to your healthcare provider about whether an anal cancer screening is right for you. Taking care of your sexual health is an act of self-respect and self-love.
Pride lives here.
Huge thank you to Danny G for sitting down with this week and for continuing to create spaces where this community can dance, connect, celebrate, and simply exist as ourselves. Because that's really what Pride is about. Not perfection, not politics, not algorithms, but people, community, connection. And Phoenix, we need that now more than ever. As Pride Month continues, we hope that you'll keep showing up for local events, local entertainers, local businesses, and the people working hard to keep queer spaces alive here in the Valley of the Sun. And don't forget, Stop That Train is coming to theaters soon, and Barbara Seville is hosting a special screening, and it already sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. Gay PHX is planning to grab a group of us to get together and support it. Because let's be real, movies like this are way more fun when you're laughing, screaming, and just together with a bunch of gay guys in a theater. You can grab your tickets and your details at gayphx.com/Barbara. And if today's conversation with Danny G has you already packing your swimsuit and heading for the desert, Tidal Wave 18 Space is coming fast. Grab your passes now at tidalwaveparty.com and come experience one of the biggest body positive pool party weekends around. And these are the final days to help support Danae Pride through our collaboration with Gabagool. Whether you grab a sticker or simply donate directly, every dollar helps support visibility, celebration, and community. Details now at yadaddy.com/GABA. Plus, all summer long, we're teaming up with Lookout News for the Summer of Solutions Summer Camp Series, happening throughout June and July at Royal Kitchen and Cocktails. From community conversations and queer storytelling to film nights and discussions about AI, activism, and building stronger communities, there's a lot happening this summer, and we're excited to help spotlight it. And to you listening right now, thank you. Thank you for streaming. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for believing in what we're building together. We don't have corporate studios. We don't have giant radio towers, but we do have community. And because of you, Gay PHX keeps getting bigger, louder, and prouder the more we're connected every single week. So keep spreading the word. Keep telling someone about the station. Keep sharing this podcast. Invite somebody out to an event. And if you see us out and about, come grab a selfie with us. We love you, Phoenix.
We're together. The sun is bright and there's nowhere better than by your side. We're together. The sun is bright and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX Podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.